3 weeks later, Campo San Fantin came alive after nearly a year and a half of bleak, funereal stillness, during which the Fenice's charred shell had stood in silent rebuke to passers-by, a depressing symbol of hopelessness. As the weeks passed, three towering cranes, standard-bearers of restoration and renewal, rose high in the air over the Fenice. Workers on scaffolding reinforced the theater's outer walls. The sound of jackhammers and earth-moving equipment signaled that excavation and the sinking of concrete pilings for a new foundation were underway. Out on the Grand Canal, a 4,000-square-foot platform was mounted on wooden pilings and enclosed by an 8-foot plywood wall. It was for storage of equipment and supplies. Cement mixers on the platform pumped liquid cement through underground tubes to the construction site. A brightly colored mural of the Fenice was painted on the plywood wall, reflecting the optimism that had suddenly taken hold in the city. On the second anniversary of the fire, January 1998, 8 months into the reconstruction, a jubilant Mayor Cacciari held a press conference to announce that work was proceeding on schedule. As promised, the Fenice would reopen in September 1999. The mayor's expressions of joy turned to a cry of anguish when, barely 2 weeks later, the State Council ruled on an appeal by Holtzman Romagnoli and revoked Impregilo's contract. According to the council, the preliminary plan had clearly indicated that the south wing was to include the new space. They quoted from the preliminary plan itself to show that bidders were not required to rebuild an exact replica of the Fenice. It will be impossible to reproduce the theater as designed by Selva, rebuilt by Meduna, or modified by Miozzi. Nor can it be exactly as it was just before the fire. Even if painstakingly rebuilt, the new Fenice can only be, at best, an evocation of its former self. Impregilo had been the only bidder to omit the new space, thereby giving itself an unfair advantage over the others by lowering the cost of its bid. Work on the Fenice stopped. "The ruling is demented," Mayor Cacciari declared. "The merits of this decision are way out of proportion to the damage done to the city and the country." The construction site was a shambles. No one in authority knew what to do. Officials in Rome and Venice, operating in near-panic mode, pleaded with the outgoing Impregilo and the incoming Holtzman Romagnoli to cooperate with each other so as to achieve a quick and smooth transition. But that seemed unlikely, as events quickly became snarled in a tangle of complicated questions and disputes.